You are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with the click of a button. Monthly subscribers also have full access to hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. Now, let's listen to a few minutes of this month's presentation.
Bill Bleese, born in 1892 in a small town in north central Missouri, entered the automobile business after his college days and went to work for General Motors, where he quickly rose in the ranks of sales management. During the Great Depression, Bleese came up with the idea of automobile dealer financing, allowing a car dealer to finance his inventory with factory money, thus reducing the dealer's costs compared to a bank, and tying the dealer securely to the factory. He also developed the accounting system that quickly became the industry standard among the big three, so much so that even today, car dealers use the same uniform accounting system and readily share data across this platform with each other. Bleese left General Motors in 1941 and went to work for the Nash Kelvinator Company, a maker of cars and refrigerators. When Bleese retired from the automobile industry, the Carrier Air Conditioning Company courted him to work for them as a consultant, an assignment he eventually accepted. Bill Bleese was responsible for the first comprehensive HVAC dealer business management training ever offered in this country. Bill brought many of the ideas he had tried and tested at General Motors to the HVAC business, and those who heeded his advice grew their businesses successfully. Bill Bleese laid down the truth for the HVAC business in 9 simple points that I want to now briefly go over.
Point number 1.
Organization is the key to success for any good business. Putting people in the right places that are well suited for the job is of utmost importance. Hiring just to fill a spot can ruin an organization. Once your organization is in place, you will need job descriptions, employee handbooks, procedures manuals, advisors outside the organization, and a succession plan for the business.
Point number 2.
Financial resources are required for operation and growth. Without adequate internal funding, a business can't grow or even stay in business. One blip in the economic cycle and your business can cease to exist. Without such things as adequate working capital, forecasting and sales, expenses and cash flow, and manpower, a business will not survive long.
Third point.
Properly located facilities and equipment that is in good condition are absolute musts. If your facilities are not located close to your customers, you will lose billable man hours. If your equipment, trucks, tools, and so on, aren't in good condition, you will lose billable man hours due to downtime. Without efficient facilities and equipment, growth is impossible. Let's focus on the organization first. In the business classic, Good to Great, Jim Collins says, to build a successful organization and team, you must get the right people on the bus. His research showed that great companies and organizations do this. They not only get the right people, they also put them in the right seats. But who are the right people, and how do you find them? That question can be answered by considering the components that make up Bleese's first point, a contractor must have a good organization. We will cover 5 elements of a good organization. The organization chart, a plan of leadership succession, a set of good job descriptions, a strong employee handbook, and outside advisors to help guide you as you grow. Careful attention to these 5 elements now can help you make sure you get the right people on your bus later. An organization chart shows the various positions in the company and how they relate to the other positions, sometimes called lines of report.
In a small firm,
the owner handles everything. He usually has one other installer and perhaps a serviceman to run the service calls while the owner sells and installs. The owner's wife or sister may handle the books and the phone. In this organization, the business is running the owner, not vice versa. The owner is working in his business, not on it. But there is no way around that just yet. before the owner can work on the business, he has to grow it enough to make it financially feasible to hire others to help him run it so he can devote more and more of his time to working on the business and less working in it. The average contractor, according to statistics kept by the U.S. Commerce Department, is about $1.2 million in sales. At this point in a business's life, the business must start to place managers at key places in the company. Here, the owner must start to delegate some responsibility and manage his business. Most HVAC businesses never get beyond this point, mainly because the owner likes to be hands-on. In other words, he doesn't want to leave the field. This is because there's a limit to every human's ability to manage people, and it's called the span of control. Different people have different spans of control. Some can effectively manage 15 to 20 people at a time, others only 6 to 8. I embrace the span of control concept. The greatest leader who ever walked this planet chose to work closely with only 12 people, and even then, after 3 years, one of them was a washout. Who am I to think I can do better than that? So a small firm grows. First, just the owner, then an installer, then another, and then someone to answer the phones, and a service tech, and so on, up to about 10 to 12 people.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you're already a subscriber, simply log in to get the full program. Or if you'd like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but also several hundred programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.